High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to the Afternoon Drive on this Monday, the 14th of June, 2021. COVID has left fatalities in its wake, and not just of the humankind. We've seen businesses closing, and it seems to be impacting on a lot of industry, especially the hospitality and the entertainment. Joining me now on the line is Daphne Kuhn. She's the owner and producer at the Orton General Theatre on the Square in Sandton. Daphne, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Hello. Thank you, Chad. Thank you for inviting me.
Daphne, it's such a pity that the topic we're having to discuss today is the challenges that's facing the theatre and the industry as a whole during this pandemic. Tell me what's been happening and how it's impacted on your organization, your staff.
Well, it has been absolutely devastating, you can imagine. We are a 25-year-old theater, established, well-loved, an award-winning theater supported by the whole community, the broad range and spectrum of our community, and certainly our Jewish community as well. Very much so. But we've had to close because of the constricted space, and of course the health comes first, and the protocols of course are more important than anything, particularly at a time like that. But we obviously, because we have been closed for 15 months, there's been no income whatsoever from ticket sales. Some of our running costs have still had to be paid for, such as the rental and utilities and the payment of our permanent staff, which I managed to pay for over a year, and now we've arranged UIF, but everybody's been supported. I had to pay rent for many, many months and utilities, but thankfully our landlords have been kinder, and until I signed the new lease, they won't charge me rent for the next couple of months. We obviously hope to open later in the year, but it's put a huge strain on our finances, as you can well imagine. And therefore, we have devised a fundraising strategy to keep the theatre, our iconic, beloved theatre on the square, alive. And this is not only for the entertainment and industry, for the cultural upliftment of all, but and for the public, of course, to educate, uplift them, and inspire people through the medium of theatre, particularly at a time like that when theatre is more than ever needed. But it's obviously also to keep our theatre alive, and that's why I'm fighting to keep it alive with a new fundraising strategy and campaign. We've got a crowdfunder ongoing right now, and people have been contributing, which is absolutely wonderful from far and wide. This is really to uplift our public, to keep their minds open with the joy and the education that theatre brings to everybody, particularly live entertainment, and certainly for the benefit of our struggling artists and actors and technicians, playwrights and musicians, dancers, choreographers, and all the creators that play a part in the art form that is theatre. We cannot lose it.
And so Daphne, how do our listeners find out more about this fundraiser?
You can go onto their site. You may have it. It's under Thunder Fund, THUNDA, Thunder Fund, and you'll pick it up under Theatre on the Square. Theatre on the Square is originally my business that I started 1994, first in Rosebank and in Stanton. We have had a couple of naming rights sponsors along the way. The last one was Auto and General. It's no longer the Auto and General Theatre on the Square. It's simply Theatre on the Square. We are looking for a naming rights corporate sponsor. That would, of course, be the silver lining. But in the meantime, we are raising funds just to proceed money to produce new plays, to open up the theatre again. And, yes, the link is Thunder Fund, but also you could, your listeners could email me at theatreonthesquare@gmail.com. It's theatreonthesquare, one word, and I will forward the link immediately. And, of course, in the fundraising strategy that we plan, there's a breakdown of different funding options and opportunities, from individual membership to feet sponsorship, to corporate membership, to support supporting jazz concerts, South Children's Theatre initiatives, playwriting initiatives, and of course, and so it goes up until the corporate sponsorship, which, as I say, is the silver line, for which the benefits of full naval rights.
Daphne, well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're definitely going to point our listeners in the direction of thunderfund.com. They need to look for Theatre on the Square. And we really hope that you come out intact after this very, very challenging time we're all going through. That was Daphne Kuhn. She's the owner and producer at Theatre on the Square in Sandton.